not have noticed them until they were much closer, if it hadn't been for the sharp eyes of the phoner. The young woman from the third cave had exceptionally good vision, and though she was quite young, she was noted for her ability to see far and well. Her innate talent had been recognised early, and they had begun training her when she was a small girl. She was their best lookout. Near the back of the group, walking in front of three horses, Ayla and Jondalar looked up to see what was causing the delay. "I wonder why we've stopped," Jondalar said, a familiar frown of worry wrinkling his forehead. Ayla observed the leader and the people around him closely, and instinctively moved her hand to shield the warm bundle that she carried in the soft leather blanket tied to her chest. Jonayla had recently nursed and was sleeping, but moved slightly at her mother's touch. Ayla had an uncanny ability to interpret meaning from body language, learned young when she lived with the clan. She knew Jaharan was alarmed and Thifona was frightened. Ayla, too, had extraordinarily sharp vision. She also could pick up sounds above the range of normal hearing and feel the deep tones of those that were below. Her sense of smell and taste were also keen, but she had never compared herself with anyone and didn't realise how extraordinary her perceptions were. She was born with heightened acuity in all her senses, which no doubt contributed to her survival after losing her parents and everything she knew at 5 years. Her only training had come from herself. She had developed her natural abilities during the years she studied animals, chiefly carnivores, when she was teaching herself to hunt. In the stillness, she discerned the faint but familiar rumblings of lions, detected their distinctive scent on a slight breeze, and noticed that several people in front of the group were gazing ahead. When she looked, she saw something move. Suddenly, the cats hidden by the grass seemed to jump into clear focus. She could make out 2 young and 3 or 4 adult cave lions. As she started moving forward, she reached with one hand for her spear thrower, fastened to a carrying loop on her belt, and with the other for a spear from the holder hanging on her back. "Where are you going?" Jondalar asked. She stopped.
"There are lions up ahead, just beyond the split in the trail," she said under her breath.
Jondalar turned to look and noticed movement that he interpreted as lions now that he knew what to look for. He reached for his weapons as well. "You should stay here with Jonayla. I'll go." Ayla glanced down at her sleeping baby, then looked up at him.
"You're good with the spear thrower, Jondalar, but there are at least 2 cubs and 3 grown lions, probably more. If the lions think the cubs are in danger and decide to attack, you'll need help, someone to back you up. And you know I'm better than anyone, except you."
His brow furrowed again as he paused to think, looking at her. Then he nodded. "All right, but stay behind me." He detected movement out of the corner of his eye and glanced back. "What about the horses?"
"They know lions are near. Look at them," Ayla said.
Jondalar looked. All 3 horses, including the new young filly, were staring ahead, obviously aware of the huge felines. Jondalar frowned again. "Will they be all right? Especially little Grey?"
"They know to stay out of the way of those lions. But I don't see Wolf," Ayla said. "I'd better whistle for him."
"You don't have to," Jondalar said, pointing in a different direction. "He must sense something too. Look at him coming." Ayla turned and saw a wolf racing toward her. The canine was a magnificent animal, larger than most, but an injury from a fight with other wolves that left him with a bent ear gave him a rakish look. She made the special signal that she used when they hunted together. He knew it meant to stay near and pay close attention to her. They ducked around people as they hurried toward the front, trying not to cause any undue commotion and to remain as inconspicuous as possible. "I'm glad you're here," Jaharan said softly when he saw his brother and Ayla with the wolf quietly appear with their spear throwers in hand.
"Do you know how many there are?" Ayla asked.
"More than I thought," the phoner said, trying to keep calm and not let her fear show.
"When I first saw them, I thought there were maybe 3 or 4, but they are moving around in the grass, and now I think there may be 10 or more. It's a big pride."
"And they are feeling confident," Jaharan said.
"How do you know that?" the phoner asked.
"They're ignoring us." Jondalar knew his mate was very familiar with the huge felines. "Ayla knows cave lions," he said. "Perhaps we should ask her what she thinks."